Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is sponsored by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Visit them at the Agora at eBay Open. Shipping can be complicated and intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Longtime eBay educator Sherry Smith is known on eBay as Gino4603, and she's here now to share her shipping guidelines. Sherry, what are your rules for determining the carrier and class of shipment? USPS First Class or USPS Priority or FedEx? How do you make that determination?
Okay, so I have some guidelines I go by, and I'm just going to blurt it out. If it's a pound or less, you can ship it first class, and that takes 2 to 5 days and is the least expensive way to ship, so I do it that way. And if it's over a pound and up to 3 pounds, priority, and then over 3 pounds is FedEx Ground. And I have, like I've said, teenagers and college students working here, so every time someone turns around and says, how should I ship this? We started a jingle, over 3 pounds is FedEx Ground.
Oh, over 3 pounds is FedEx Ground. Over three pounds. I love a musical.
That's a good one.
Monomic.
Okay. Okay, 1 pound up to 3 is priority.
Yes.
And pound or less, first class, 2 to 5 days. Gee, that's simple enough.
It sure
is. Yeah. And now I'm going to make it more complicated.
Okay, no, I'm ready. I have my pen. Go ahead.
Okay. So if it's worth... my cutoff is about $40. It doesn't matter what it weighs. Then we do priority because it comes with about $100 of free insurance.
So if it's worth $40 or more, priority because of the insurance.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And then for international shipping, if it's about kind of similar guidelines but different, because for international, you can do first class up to 4 pounds as long as the length, height, and width don't exceed 36 inches. So for international, I do first class as long as it's like $40 or less, but if it's worth more than USPS priority.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So what are your criteria, moving on to another topic, for flat rate or not flat rate? So how do you decide when to use the USPS flat rate boxes or not?
All right. So you would think that, okay, if it fits, it ships. That's what their commercials are. But sometimes a one-pound item fits in a medium flat rate box, which is, I think, like $12.45 anywhere you ship it. But that 1 pound would only be maybe $7, not in the box. So then you would think, okay, so over 2 pounds or over 3 pounds, put it in a medium flat rate box. But that's only true if you're shipping a certain distance that it saves you money.
Okay.
So, well, I'm in California. So right. One rule is if you're shipping past the Mississippi and it's over 3 pounds, then put it in a flat rate box if it's medium flat rate. But another way to go about it is when the buyer buys it and you go to ship it, look and see where their address is. And then you can click on calculate, and eBay shows how much it would be priority and how much it would be priority and medium flat rate. So you can take all the complicated part out of it and just look at that before you pack it up in a box.
Do you have all this somewhere online where we can see it?
I have it on a Sherry's shipping rules sheet, and now that you say online, I have to put it online.
Please do, and,
yes,
and
you
would
must.
You let me know when you have it online, because we will certainly send people to that, because the way you're explaining it is really interesting.
And it's easy to understand,
It
too.
Is, yeah. It is.
Oh, thank you, because I can tend to make it confusing, so that's
no,
good.
No, put it, you know... Put that thing up on the internet and let us all see it. Thank you. It's a great tip, really.
Okay.
I got to put that on the interwebs.
Really, the worldwide interwebs. When is it free? Do you ever do free shipping?
All right. So this took me a long time to finally bend. You know, when eBay was advising me, you know, a lot more people would see your item if you did free shipping. We show, you know, it on a lot more searches, and people like free shipping. And finally, I let go, and I started doing free shipping. And when I do it is in many different circumstances, like if the item's worth $50 or more and it weighs 3 pounds or less or fits in a medium flat rate box,
mm-hmm.
if it fits in a medium flat rate box, I know it'll be $12.45 to ship it. So I know that's how much I'm going to spend for the shipping. And then I can build that into the price. So I could do that for anything, 3 pounds or less, as long as the value's, I would say, like $50 or more. Now, if the, let's say the value's $20, I could always price it at $32.45 and do free shipping. So anytime you can do that, buyers will want that over other items. I know as a buyer I want that. So I guess part of what I'm saying is when it's USPS and when it's under 3 pounds. Now, when it's over 3 pounds and you're going to ship it FedEx Ground, then there's a lot more variables as to how much it's going to cost you to ship it.
Sure.
So maybe go on the eBay calculator. When you create your listing, you'll see calculate right on the shipping area. And you could... my husband is yelling in the room. I told him, do not interrupt me while I'm on the radio. And he said, YouTube video tonight. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to put the shipping rules sheet on YouTube with a little explanation
good.
Tonight.
Please do.
That was a news flash.
Yeah. A news flash,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes, we interrupt this show to bring you breaking news. Flash, oh,
right.
God, breaking news is driving me nuts.
We go now to the screaming something. Husband.
It used to mean something, breaking news. Now it means nothing.
Now it means my husband wants to say something, and he's going to say it.
All right, bring him to the phone.
Huh.
So,
okay.
So when is an item too big to ship?
Okay, so I recently sold a meat grinder, and I have a tire balancer, you know, for a real tire shop, for big tires for sale. So would you think it would be that? Well, that can, as long as it can be put on a pallet and strapped down, then it can be freighted. And so for sure, the tire balancer, the commercial meat grinder, those are shippable. Now, let's say a couch. Well, I can't strap a couch to a pallet.
No.
Let's say I crated it and then did it that way. But it might be over $1,000 to ship, and now it's just not worth the price of the item. So
yeah.
As long as the shipping or freight charge does not exceed the value of the item or encroach on the value of the item, then it can be shipped. Oh, and one other rule. I have this, I don't know what it's called because I forgot, but it's Freon or something. And there are laws against shipping that.
Yeah.
So that has to be pickup only, even though buyers beg me to ship it to them.
No, you can't.
No.
Well, you'd be asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another example of when you can't ship it.
The way you make your bid. Remember that. So what are some advantages and disadvantages of shipping internationally?
Okay, so the advantage of shipping internationally is that you have a huge, this whole world of buyers. And for some of them, it's hard to get stuff. Like in Finland, those are great buyers. And the Netherlands, Alaska, I know that's not international, so that's cheating. But the advantages are, for me, I would have 20% less in sales if I didn't ship internationally.
Really?
Wow.
That's gigantic.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
It can make
it
or break
huge.
Your business.
That's right.
Exactly. And the other thing is, I had some Elvis memorabilia, and they went crazy over that in France. So even if they didn't end up being the winning bidder, but they did, they're another person bidding on your item, so you're going to get better prices for your auctions.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So,
are there any items you won't ship internationally?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things here.
Okay, well, on the disadvantage side, once you get over 60 pounds, and if you're over a certain length plus girth, then you can't always ship it with the post office. So, you know, I don't know how much of a disadvantage it is. It's just more work. You've got to figure it out, and you've got to have a service that you can use. I use DHL Express if the item exceeds the limits of the post office. So you just have to do a little more legwork, a little more figuring. But I shipped a commercial espresso machine that weighed 150 pounds. You could ask my husband about that because he had it firsthand. He had to pack it. And it went to Guam, and that still counts as international shipping. So also when we listed a Rolls-Royce, one of the bidders was in another country, but I'm kind of relieved they didn't win.
How would you have gotten it to them? Well, it's got
to
go over.
No,
you have to drive it to
by
drive
boat.
It. Right.
Yeah, it depends if it was a place I wanted to go, I guess.
Yeah.
But I do what I always do with eBay. I'd figure it out once I had to.
That is true, isn't
well,
it?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to figure it out on the fly.
You never know what you're going to run into when you thrift, for one thing, or when you product source. So, any final words of advice about shipping, Sherry?
To learn these things and follow these rules, because you're going to save money on every turn. You can lose the most money possible by shipping in the way that isn't ideal. If you ship FedEx Ground and it's 2 pounds, you're probably going to lose $5.
Yeah.
So take the time to learn it and apply it so you can make more money with every sale.
Okay, you're going to email me, lee@voicemarketing.com, with your YouTube thing.
Yeah, that I have to make today.
Okay, make it.
We'll let you go so you can get busy there. Thanks again, Sherry. It's always a pleasure. This segment was sponsored by BULQ Bulk, the easy way to source. It's time for your calls, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
The Shine Award judges have spoken, and the stakes are high. The grand prize is $10,000. They've announced the three finalists in each of the five categories. Now it's up to you to pick the winners in eBay's second annual Small Business of the Year contest. You get one vote per category per eBay ID per day. Vote for your favorites through July 15th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Vote today and every day.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer. Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
listen while you list.